This next story has a special connection to this show because many years ago, the former host of Metro Morning, Andy Berry, developed Parkinson's disease. And one of the ways he coped with his diagnosis and countered some of its effects was to dance. Now, his teacher was Sarah Robichaud, the founder of a program called Dancing with Parkinson's. She's assembled a team of dancers who teach classes for people at the National Ballet School, Baycrest, and other facilities. And as soon as the pandemic hit, Sarah pivoted to providing free classes online for seniors right across the country. Sarah joins us from her home now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how's it going, David?
It's good. You've been doing this 12 years, seen the impact. Why is this important? Why is dancing important for someone with Parkinson's?
Well, dancing is actually important for all of us because dancing has the ability to work our brain, so cognitively, work our body physically, and then probably I feel the most important is to work our spirits. It uplifts our spirits and we can be emotionally connected to others.
I want to play a little bit of one of your classes.
Okay.
Here it is.
Now I want you to splash in that pool. Splash, splash, in. Very deliberate. Splash, splash, in. We go heel, toe, stomp. Heel, toe, stomp.
I mean, so we hear heel, there, toe, splash, the imagery of water. How does something like that help counter the effects of Parkinson's?
So when we learn to dance and when we teach dance, we use a lot of visualization and imagery and storytelling. And perhaps what we're seeing is that using that sort of intention with movement, it possibly is helping to create new neural pathways to movement for people with Parkinson's disease. We don't know exactly why it works, but there's something very different about saying, put your hand up, you know, to the sky, or reach for a balloon. That completely changes the expression and the intention and the quality of that movement. And, you know, we're hearing from our Parkinson's dancers that it really helps them feel like they are dancing, that they are really expressing in a nonverbal way through their bodies.
You've now had this shift, though, like the rest of us, you've had to go online. How easy is that when you, like, you can't get everybody on screen at the same time?
Well, you know what's amazing is that the mission of Dancing with Parkinson's since the beginning has to bring seniors with Parkinson's disease out of isolation and into a community where they can connect with others through the arts. And so when we pivoted and we, you know, realized we have to keep up with our mission, how do we, at this time of physical distancing, still stay connected and really serve the most vulnerable population of people right now, which is seniors. So we opened up our classes 7 days a week. Seniors across the country join us on Zoom for free for a 20-minute dance class. And honestly, I myself am completely shocked because I didn't know that we could still sort of obtain that amazing connection. And it's happening, David. It's happening every day. On the screen, you know, before and after the class, seniors from across the country are chatting with others. They're sharing recipes. And then when we're dancing, everybody feels like they are part of something. They're part of something really magical, and you feel it. You feel it through the screen. And I mean, can you imagine the seniors who are in seniors' homes right now who can't even leave their rooms? So they actually are all on their Zooms, on their iPads, etc., and they're dancing, they're getting activity, and they're staying connected to their community that way.
I mean, when you talk about that connection, I'm really struck by it because seniors in their rooms, but you're also potentially talking about people in long-term care homes. Where
exactly.
Like one in five homes is in outbreak, right?
Yes, and that is why we're doing this. You know, David, I don't know how to sew a mask, but I have jazz hands. So
yeah.
This is what I can do and what DWP can do to help during this crisis. And what we're finding actually is that this model is really working, and we're hoping to continue it long past, you know, periods of physical isolation because it's really working and we're getting to get this magic of connection happening for seniors who are in very rural areas, who wouldn't otherwise be able to attend an in-person class. So I'm as shocked as the next person that we can break down that fourth wall of technology and still feel like we are together and stay active and stay connected.
It is great, Sarah, to hear about silver linings. Thanks so much.
Oh, this is a huge, silver lining. It has completely made us rethink, you know, our delivery model for the future, because it's beautiful. And I invite all of your listeners to go to our website, dancingwithparkinsons.com, and sign up for a class. Everyone is welcome.
Perfect. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, David. Have a great day.
You too.